Welcome. This lesson will show you how to take an Inside Info radio sample and turn it into a moving, timeless roller vocal element using Ableton Live 12. Follow along hands-on and you'll learn practical stock device workflows. Preparing the sample, creating vocal modulation with the Ableton vocoder and a carrier synth, chopping and resequencing the vocal, and arranging those parts to drive roller momentum at 174 BPM. What you'll build: a cleaned, warped Inside Info radio vocal on an audio track, a sliced simpler version for rhythmic rolls, a vocoded texture where the radio sample is the modulator and a simple wave-eatable or operator patch is the carrier, a small effects chain EQ8, auto filter, saturator, echo slash delay, reverb with tempo synced motion and sidechain glue, and a short arrangement sketch moving from intro to build, full looped roller, then breakdown. Step-by-step walkthrough. In this walkthrough, Inside Info radio sample, modulate and arrange in Ableton Live 12 for timeless roller momentum. We'll work step by step inside Live 12. A. Project setup. Set the tempo to 174 BPM and create a new live set. Create an audio track and name it Vox Radio SRC. Drag your Inside Info radio sample into that track. If the sample is a long radio snippet, listen and isolate the usable phrase you want to work with. B. Prepare and warp the sample. Double-click the clip to open clip view, and switch warp on. For vocals, choose Complex or Complex Pro to preserve timbre when stretching. Trim the clip start and end to the phrase you want and add transient markers where helpful. Duplicate the track and name the duplicate Vox Clean. Use short fades in clip view to remove clicks and keep a clean, usable audio source. C. Create a rhythmic chop with simpler. Create a MIDI track and load simpler. Drag the same audio into simpler. Use slice mode for automatic transient slices, or classic mode if you prefer. Setting starts manually. Map the slices across a MIDI keyboard or create a MIDI clip with a 1 or 2 bar pattern. Use short note length 16th to 8th notes for a rolling feel. Tweak simpler's amp envelope. A small attack of 510 ms, decay between 6150 ms, and sustain around 50% will help the chops feel rhythmic without clicking. D. Add movement. Auto filter and delay on the simpler track. Add EQ8 and high pass under about 200 Hz to remove sub energy. Add mild saturator for warmth to 5 dB drive, then auto filter set to low pass. Map auto filter frequency to its LFO and set the LFO rate to 1/4 or 1/8 so the cutoff breathes in time with the beat. Add echo, tempo sync to 1/8 or dotted 1/16 with feedback around 25-35% for slap and motion. Subtle LFO amount on the filter is key to creating that roller momentum. E. Set up the vocoder using the radio sample. As modulator, we'll use the Vox Clean Audio as the modulator and a simple synth as the carrier. 1. Modulator routing. Keep Vox Clean as your modulator, either duplicated or sent to a dedicated track, so the raw clip remains available elsewhere. 2. Carrier patch. Create a new MIDI track and load wave-eatable or operator. Program a simple carrier 2 to 3 unison voices, small filter, full sustain and a moderate release of 150-300 ms. Keep the carrier in a low mid register around C2 C4 so it doesn't collide with bass. Create a 1-2 bar MIDI clip holding a sustained note or sparse chord. 3. Vocoder device. Place Ableton's vocoder where you prefer. I recommend putting vocoder on the carrier track and selecting audio from equals Vox Clean, or place vocoder on an audio track and route the carrier audio into it. Set bands to 16, 32, 24 is a good starting point. Start with dry slash wet around 50%. Set attack very small, 110 ms, and release around 8200 ms so consonants cut, but the body holds. 4. Shape intelligibility before the vocoder. Add an EQ8 on the modulator. High pass around 120-220 Hz to remove rumble, gently boost to 5K Hz to emphasize intelligibility, and cut 200-400 Hz if it's muddy. In the vocoder, raise bands if you need clearer speech, and use formant shifting modestly to change character without extreme results. If consonants are weak, add a touch of noise or adjust the carrier to include a filtered noise layer. 5. Blend in context. Use return tracks for reverb and delay. A short hybrid reverb and an echo set to tempo sync dotted 1/8. Send vocoder and simpler moderately, 10-25%. To taste, create a parallel compressed return for a punchy underlayer, heavy compression, slight distortion, and blend under the main vocoder signal. EQ the vocoder track to dip 200-400 Hz and boost to 6K Hz slightly. Automating vocoder dry slash wet across sections helps create dynamic interest. F. Arrangement for timeless roller momentum. Build a simple drum bus with kick, snare and hats in a 174 pattern. Sidechain the vocal elements slightly to the kick, so each hit gives subtle pumping. This helps the groove breathe. Sketch these sections. Intro bars 1/8. Low auto filter cutoff on chopped box. High reverb sends. Sparse drums. Build bars 9/24. Open the filter. Introduce the vocoder pad with sustained carrier chord. Increase delay feedback. Looped roller section bars 25/57. Full drums. Active simpler chops. Moderate vocoder wet. Rhythmic auto filter LFO and a tiny pitch motion using frequency shifter or simpler transpose. Breakdown bars 58/64. Mute or low pass bass. Feature a solitary vocoder phrase or an isolated chopped lead for tension. Automate auto filter cutoff. Vocoder dry slash wet. Delay feedback and simpler filter to maintain momentum and avoid repetition. Common mistakes to avoid: don't use warp modes like beats or tones on complex vocal phrases. Use complex slash complex pro. Don't place the vocoder before cleaning the modulator. Pre-EQ the modulator first. Avoid too wet reverb slash delay on vocal layers in the drop, and always high pass the vocoder output around 150-250 Hz to protect the bass. Lastly, add sidechain. Without it, the vocals can sit on top of your kick and kill the groove. Pro tips: use a two-layer approach. Dry simpler chops for rhythm and a wet vocoded pad for harmonic motion. Automate the carrier chord every 8/16 bars to add harmonic interest. Use small detune on the carrier for analog warmth and map filter cutoff. Vocoder dry slash wet, and delay feedback to macros for fast performance. Resample interesting vocoder phrases to audio and slice them for complex fills. Mini practice exercise, 30 to 45 minutes, set tempo to 174. Load your Inside Info Radio sample. Make a 2-bar simpler chop pattern with 1/16, 1/8 slices. Set up a wave-eatable carrier holding a sustained note. Add vocoder with 24 bands. Attack 5 ms. Release 120 ms. Pre-EQ the modulator with an HBF at 150 Hz and a slight boost at 3 kHz. Add auto filter on simpler with an LFO at 1/4 and echo dot at 1/16. Arrange a 32-bar loop that filters and reduces wetness in bars 1/8. Opens up in bars 9/24 with sidechain, and breaks down in bars 25/32. Render and listen. Adjust HBF and sidechain until the vocal sits cleanly with kick and bass. Recap: you prepared and warped an Inside Info Radio sample, made rhythmic chops in simpler, built a vocoded texture using the sample as the modulator and a simple synth carrier, shaped intelligibility with pre-EQ, and blended everything with returns, parallel compression and sidechain. You also sketched an arrangement and practiced automations to keep the momentum rolling. Final coach hint: work iteratively, set up routing and a small loop first, then spend time dialing pre-EQ and LFO shapes. The timeless roller feeling comes from subtle repeated motion and small automated changes, not huge one-off effects. Keep dry rhythmic chops and wet vocoder pads split and automate their balance over your arrangement to maintain forward-moving momentum. That's the lesson. Open Live 12 and start turning your Inside Info Radio sample into a timeless roller vocal.